First of all, welcome to Rockin' Your LBS class. We are going to be talking about Rock and the tools that you have available to you to help manage your class. So first of all, thank you for coming and choosing to hear about Rock. Yeah. You have lots of other options. So this is fun. This is really encouraging. So thank you so much for being here. So I had mentioned before, this QR code is for the slides. So if you want the slides closer up on your phone, that's what this QR code is for. It's also on your handout here if you want to look at it later. So that's what that is. This is us. So I am Emily Nguyen. This is my husband, Nguyen. So we've been here at Houston's First for around 15 years. We're currently members of the Blueprints Life Bible Study class. We've served in various roles on staff here at the church. So Nguyen currently is the IT developer. And so he works on the back end of Rock, which is what we're talking about. So he is the in-house expert and I am going to be presenting it to you. But we've been married 18 years. We have 3 kids. We love new foods. Nice weather outside, which, you know, those 3-4 days a year in Houston where you love to be outside. So that's just a little bit about us. I guess my current role at the church is I'm working in the married adult department doing outreach and special events. So I work in Rock a lot with what I do with outreach, with working, reaching out to visitors and that sort of thing. And then also helping with special events that the married adult department does. Before this, I was the preschool and children's director at the downtown campus for 5 years. So my background is in children and preschool, and worked here at the church in preschool for several years as well. So had a lot of ministry side experience working with the Rock system and how we interact with that as a minister and in that role. So I'm really excited to share these tools with y'all to empower you to know how to just hopefully have efficient tools at your fingertips to interact with for your class. So you have questions. We are here to help. We want to explain, what is Rock? Why is Rock? Where is Rock? How do we interact with Rock? So we want this to be really helpful, really practical to you. I have a couple of questions just to kind of survey the room. I want to kind of know what role you play in your life Bible study class. So it's a small group. So can y'all just kind of popcorn, call out what role you have in your class, director, assistant director, like that sort of thing.
Director. Admin.
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 Okay.
Admin.
Okay. Perfect.
Co-director.
Okay.
Gather leader.
Yeah. I know you, at Dougie. And our wonderful Dougie's admin. Yay. Yes, she's amazing. And then this, I didn't introduce you earlier. This is Belinda. She is our wonderful host for the night. So she's been helping with all questions and answers of technicalities and things. So thank you for volunteering your time to be here, Belinda. So we appreciate that. Okay, so we have admin, a couple of director, co-directors. So next question, by raising your hand, who has actually worked in the Rock toolbox before?
What do you mean by
work? Good question. Opened it, looked at it, you know, maybe clicked around. Okay, raise of hand. Okay, so a couple of you are familiar with it. So we're going to be going over the basics. So if you've not looked at it before, that's okay. Like, we're going to start from the very beginning. There have been some things that have been moved around, changed a little bit. So if you are very familiar with it, you might say, oh, that's a little bit different. But we are definitely trying to improve things, make it better. So we would love to hear from you on your handout and at the end of the presentation. You have this contact form. So after hearing all the things that the Rock Toolbox can do right now, we would love your feedback to say, like, hey, this is, you know, great, but this would be really helpful here. So let us know what's helpful. Also on the contact form, like, if you're like, hey, you were showing this, but I'm not seeing that on my page, like, give us feedback about that kind of thing. The Rock system is very permissions-based, and so depending on the role you have in your class might determine what you're seeing in that toolbox. So again, just like this is a work in progress right now. Wynn has been developing and improving a lot of the features that are in here. So we want it to be even better. And that's going to happen through, you know, y'all's feedback and interaction. So we definitely want it to be a tool that doesn't just look pretty, you know, but is actually functional and actually helpful for you and your class. So, yeah, so let's get into it. What is ROC? If you are unfamiliar with ROC, ROC is the comprehensive church management system that our church uses. It is centered on people and relationships, and that looks a lot like data, but data translates into ministry. And so the data we use is for ministry purposes. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But all the demographic information from everyone in the church, class attendance, mission trips, everything goes into this database. So that is ROC. Why is ROC? Why should you use ROC in your Life Bible Study class? So this is the same system that all of the ministers use through all the campuses at the church. I didn't ask, are we all from the Loop campus? Do we have anyone from Cypress or Siena downtown? All Loop? Okay. So yeah, so this ROC is used by everyone under Houston's First umbrella. So all the campuses, all the different ministries use ROC. And so the system works best like any system when it has complete information. First time visits, member attendance, all of that kind of stuff, it's going to work better and more efficiently. So I like to think of ROC and all the ministries of the church, everything under that Houston's First umbrella, as a giant web. And each thread on that web is connecting ministries across the Houston's First umbrella. And Life Bible Study is kind of the hub of that web, which makes sense because it's smaller. It's more personal. You're having weekly, consistent contact with the people in your group. So it's kind of the hub. And when there's life changes, when there are things that happen, you're typically the first people to know about it. You know, members are probably not going to call Brad or Don or, you know, Pastor Greg and say, hey, my cell phone number changed. You know, like that's not, they're coming to you with those kind of, with that kind of information. So when you feed that information back into this web, then all of those threads are connected seamlessly because now women's ministry has that updated information. Men's ministry has it. The corner books, like all the different ministries that the people in your class are interacting with, because that hub is that Life Bible Study hub is that home base for most people. But then they're also serving in NextGen. They're also going on a mission trip. They're also going to the women's conference and being a part of all of these, just so many wonderful ministries that Houston's First has. So when Life Bible Study has that new information, has changes to information, they feed it back into that ROC system, then everything is just like running smoothly. And that's going to help all of the ministries be more efficient, more effective. And as a member, if you've ever gotten a text message and you're like, who is this from? Why am I getting this? I think they got my wrong name. Like, why am I getting this, right? We don't want to be the ones sending those messages, right? When we send those messages, we want to be targeted and efficient and effective in how we're communicating with people, with ministry opportunities, with different events happening, with just all those kinds of things. So there's just, I could kind of go on and on and on how that information in ROC just affects all of these other aspects of ministry. But there's kind of a base for you. So bottom line, all the ministries are working together and ROC helps to make that happen. So the information you get as Life Bible Study leaders is really important for all the other ministries as well. Okay, now we are getting into, I went through all that information really fast. Like looking at the time, like, whoa, we might be getting done a little bit early, guys. So where?
Are supposed to be on here right now. What you're doing up there, am I supposed to have that on my phone?
If you scan the QR code.
I did.
Okay, so that's bringing you to the member site. Okay. So that's what we're about to show you. You scan the slides, then you can kind of scroll along with it, but it won't be in sync with what I'm doing. Does that make sense? Okay. But if you're on the member site, that's totally fine because what we're about to get into, hopefully you're going to be able to see in a slightly maybe squished format because mobile is going to show up a little bit different than a desktop is. But yeah. Okay, so where is Rock? How do we get into Rock? So what you see in this black box is the very bottom of the HoustonsFirst.org website. So at the bottom of the website, easy to remember, HoustonsFirst.org, you have member resources. And that is for you as a member resources. So that applies to you. You can click that, and that's going to bring you to the login for the member side of Rock. Am I getting all my terminology right? Okay. You can also scan this QR code. The top QR code on your handout will bring you to that same page. You can bookmark that, save it to make it easy to access, but you can just remember website, go to the website, very bottom, member resources. So that's going to bring you to that login page. And again, like I had mentioned before, if you're first time getting on it, you'll need to register, use the email that you have gotten correspondence from before. If you've registered for anything else with Houston's First, that's the email that you want to use to register. Okay, so we are going to talk about quickly updating your class roster, easily tracking attendance, reconnecting with missing members, and engaging with new visitors. So these are some of the tools that are in the ROC, the group toolbox is what this is called. So your leaders in a group, a Life Bible City group, and this is a toolbox for you. So the group toolbox is what this is called. These are the things we're going to be talking about on how to do, how to interact in these ways. So first, when you get onto the group toolbox, it's going to look something like this. You'll have my account, you should have your name at the top, and then you should have a sidebar. Obviously, if you're on your mobile phone, that sidebar is going to be at the very bottom, so just keep scrolling. And this is what we're looking for right here, is groups. So if you have a leadership role in a group, then your group should show up on that sidebar. Again, if you're looking at your phone, it should be at the very bottom. Okay, so are you seeing...
I'm on my account. So how do I
Yep, keep going. So your groups, it doesn't have you listed as leadership in your group, which is silly because but it's probably because of a duplicate profile.
There is one that does.
Yeah. So that's what we just need to figure out. We can do that in like that contact form, and we can kind of work through. So again, there might be some issues that you have logging in with this as well, or you might not see your group. If there are multiple profiles with your name, then we'll have to merge those profiles together. So there's just one you, and you're connected to your group, and then you'll be able to have access to it. So so this should show your groups. Is it showing for you?
Yes. Okay. You said way at the bottom that there's a bunch of assessment things.
Yes. Yes, there are.
Above that.
So it's above that. Sorry.
Okay. No,
it's just kind of, it's below all the person information. Gotcha. Melissa,
so I'm sorry. Did I miss how you said to get your group to show up? Because it says no groups available.
So. Okay, so that's going to be either you might have a duplicate profile in the system, or the Life Bible Study, in the Life Bible Study class system, you aren't assigned a role. So even though it just might not be officially the button clicked in the system to show that that's your role to give you the access to it. Okay. So, but again, fill out that contact form at the end, and we can work through that and make sure you have access to it. Yes, that last, and we have our email addresses on there as well, so you can email us too.
I went by phone number.
Perfect. Okay, there you are. So see if your group shows up there.
There's my husband. Yes.
Okay. Yay. Okay, very good. So it is working for some people, so that's great. Okay, so we are assuming everyone's getting in, and this is what you're going to see. You're going to see this layout. Of the group toolbox, you're going to have the left sidebar that has a lot of the features. You're going to have this roster and attendance tabs here at the bottom, where we're going to talk about what each of those things do. Okay, first we're going to talk through ways to take attendance in your class easily through a group toolbox. Has anyone taken attendance with this before? Okay, so the first way we're gonna show you, so some of these things might be slightly changed. Do you remember the way that y'all typically take attendance
I use the QR code.
The QR code. Okay, we're going to be showing that as well. Okay, perfect. So that's the first thing that we're going to show is the attendance. So it's just named slightly different. Attendance entry and QR code is on the sidebar there. And so you actually select the QR code when you see the giant QR code come up. And then this is what you're going to see, a form like this. Super simple. You select names. The notes field is helpful if something special has gone on in class that day that you want leadership to remember. You had a mission speaker. You had a potluck. You had something going on. Maybe that affected your attendance. Maybe you had a high attendance week and you're like, man, why did we have so many people this week but not as many people another week? You could leave some notes like this that might help you understand some of the patterns that you're seeing in your class.
So I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. Because when I get submitted at the end of my class, all those names go into notes. The whole roster goes of attendants who are attending goes into notes.
I didn't realize it was notes. I just they're all listed. I mean, not like
so.
That,
all these names here end up here.
Yep. The ones that are attending.
Interesting. Okay.
At least in my class.
Okay. Well, we can figure out why. So what you should see is this is. And I'll show you how to get here. This is the attendance tab next to the roster. And so you should see the attendance count. Do you see the attendance count here based on what you put in the QR code attendance?
No.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so we'll want to work on that and figure out how to make that show correctly. So this is just one of the several ways that you can take attendance. Again, submitting it does save it. So next to the roster tab on the main group toolbox page, you have this attendance tab. And this is showing you a grid view of all the meetings that you have had. And so you have, should be showing you the attendance count, the schedule, that kind of thing. And the notes that you take should show up here. So again, you can see, you know, how these things might be affecting class attendance, that kind of thing. And then, so to add attendance from this view, you're gonna select this plus icon here. And when did the little movement thing, so you hit the icon and then you see this view of all the names. So again, it's doing the same thing the other one's doing. This is just a different view. You don't have to click save. You can just click on the names. And then again, it has the notes section there. And then you should see it updated in this grid here to show those updated numbers and that sort of thing. Is that helpful?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I used to do when the pandemic was going on and we were doing it virtually.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I mean, that's how we kept attendance.
Okay. Yeah. So that still works. And that one is saved automatically, so you don't have to click anything special for that. So those are the two ways to kind of do attendance. So now we want to talk about communicating with our members and our visitors. So on your roster, you have your full list of everyone in attendance in your class, and these are a lot of ways that you can interact. So everything that's blue is a clickable link. So then if you click the name, that's going to edit some of the member details. If you select the phone number, you can actually have it call that number through your device. So that's kind of a cool thing. If you select the email, it will pop up your default email browser, whatever you use on your device or your computer. So you can email that person right there, just kind of with one click. A couple of new things are these partner notes that's been updated recently. Also the edit button, you can edit the partner status, like inactive or active. If they've moved away, they're not coming anymore, you can change their status to inactive there.
Does that have to be okay by anybody?
That would be up to your ministry leader.
Okay.
So just verify with them that, you know, if we know people have moved, I think it's helpful for you as a leader in your Life Bible study class to say like, hey, I know this person. I know they've moved away. Let me update their information. Because again, in that web, that's updating it for everybody. Right. You know, so I think that's helpful. But if that's something that you feel like you want to run through your ministry leader, you know, that makes a lot of sense as well. So.
So when you click the edit, it no longer pops up that box that you, if someone has been asked to be removed.
Yes.
It used to pop up the box and you'd have to fill in and say that they asked and then you submit it and then someone would either remove them or get back with you if they had any other questions.
Yeah, that's that would launch like a removal request. Do that anymore. We just, if you click on that pencil, you can just inactivate them for your group. So you're not removing them from it. You're basically just hiding them from you.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if they've asked to be removed from all communications? How do you go about that?
Inactive should remove them from communications.
From the whole church?
Yes, from the whole church. Because in your group, it will then show them as inactive. And okay. So that status typically is also reflected as inactive as well. Oh, never mind. So it's just inactive in that group. So then your ministry admin would need to then deactivate them from like their profile. So you're deactivating them from the group so you can keep up with your current active people that are in your group. Okay. And then, if someone is just wanting to not have any communication at all, you would need to contact your ministry admin. To have them
you say
do that.
Ministry admin.
So whatever department you're in. So okay. Deggie's admin for adult 2, Kelly Laughlin admin for married adults, that sort of thing. So whatever department you're in, you would want to contact them so that they can do that.
Okay. Is that the same as the little piece of paper for changes?
The
that come
carbon.
In our boxes? Yeah, the carbon?
It's... all of that will go to our membership department, and then they'll just do it manually. Or you can request it through here as well. So you can contact your ministry admin, and then they'll do it. Okay. Or you can fill out that paper form.
Okay. We're trying to eventually, I think, limit the paper as much as we can and give y'all the tools to empower you to do as much as you can as well. You know, we still need our ministry admins. We'll still need our membership department to do some of the things as well. Yeah.
So I have a quick question. When you said we could email everybody or specific people, mm-hmm. how do we do an email to a group that we would select from our roster?
So right now the functions, and we have, we will get to that in just a minute. So okay. can I talk about that in just a minute? We'll have an email thing. Yeah. Okay. So this one is just emailing just this one person by clicking here. The next thing I want to talk about is the partner notes function that is a little bit new and updated. So if you select, partner notes, that's going to be in the left side. It's going to be from the little square you saw next to the person's name. So these are notes now specifically about that person. So let's say this is a first-time visitor and you have a follow-up phone call with them later in the week. You can put in notes, hey, they're a family of five, they're looking for a new church home, and then your leadership can see this, these notes that you make as well. Leadership can reply to them as well. So anyone who has access to this toolbox is going to be able to see those notes. They can reply, hey, I followed up with them as well, found out that, you know, the mother-in-law is living with them and is sick with cancer or something, you know what I mean? Like, so you can keep up with some of those things in this partner notes function.
Where is that? I'm sorry.
Yes. So I know. Here, let me go back here. Yeah. So whenever you see on the roster, you see their name and it has different things in blue. Right. If you hover over onto the side here, you should see this little square.
Okay.
Yep. And that's going to take you to partner notes. This is a newer feature, and Wynn's going to be working on improving this feature and adding some different aspects to it, some notifications so that you'll be able to see if notes have been added to someone in your group, that sort of thing, so that you'll be able to not have to click through each person to see if there's notes on them. So this will be improved as we go along. Were there any other things about notes that I missed?
There's private notes.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So a private note is a note that only you can see. So you're looking at this member, there's a note that you want to be reminded of, you can make it private. The rest of the leadership isn't going to look at that, but then you can be reminded of that whenever you log in and you're looking at it. And then there is a pin to the top. So if there's something that you kind of want to draw attention to, you can select that and that will move that note up to the top. The notes that we wrote on here are just silly. I don't know what, if you're looking for that.
How do we get there again? I know I wouldn't
mm-hmm. have to click on the note.
So that. When you're looking at that roster and you're looking at the person's name.
Okay, so I have my group roster up right now. Is that what I should have?
No, go back.
Okay. And which one of these should I?
Okay, so we're just going to scroll down on that main page. And this roster tab here. So right. Then you see that right there.
Okay, now yep. I got it. Mm-hmm. All right.
There you Thank go. You. You're welcome. Okay, so that's kind of a fun thing. We have something similar for outreach that's on like an internal thing that staff use. And it has a notes feature. And it's so, so helpful because I don't have to rely on my brain to remember things. And some of the classes that we have, the Life Bible Study classes are fairly large. Like they're smaller, obviously, groups and small groups within there, but still keeping up with information can be tricky sometimes. So I think this notes feature is just a great thing to help y'all with keeping up with information.
And outside of private notes, all the regular notes are viewable by all the other leaders in your group. So if you're having a conversation with a visitor and you type in your conversation notes there, your co-director, your mission leader, they can see it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So y'all can share all that information. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next we're going to talk about adding a visitor. Super simple. Again, we're looking at that roster. We're not clicking on any of the sidebar menus. We're just scrolling down. So at the very bottom, you should see add visitor, copy emails, and email roster right there. Adding the visitor is super simple. It just pulls up this form. You're going to put in basic information. That's going to add that visitor to your roster.
Is there anywhere in there that you can put in visitor information that doesn't add them to your roster? Because we've had a lot of visitors that are looking. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'd love for them to come back and we'd mm-hmm. love for them to be on our list. Mm-hmm. When they come back, mm-hmm. but they come once and they're on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they never come back.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
they, you know.
And then that goes against our percentages.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So is there a way to.
Yeah. I'm with her.
I mean, I don't mind.
Yeah.
We have all these people and then I have to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I think there's a couple of ways you could approach it. So for a first-time visitor, I would maybe say, what is our outreach process? Are we reaching out to that first-time visitor? Are we inviting them back again? Are we following up with them in any way? Are we giving them a chance to like come back and say, hey, we remember you.
Right.
You matter, and we want you to be a part of this group. So if you've done that, then I think it's fair to have them as inactive. There is a form we're about to talk about after we do email that shows your first visit and then your missing reports as well. And so I think it's, again, run all of this. I'm not your ministry leader, you know, so I'm just looking at it from a tool perspective. That's going to help you manage. So I would say it's very fair to have someone and mark them as inactive if they have just attended that one time, you've reached out, they're not interested. That's fair, you know, to have them as inactive in your class.
So sometimes we don't know if they're not interested. Mm-hmm. We know that they come in and they tell us, I mean, we welcome them mm-hmm. and we give them information mm-hmm. and we follow up. But mm-hmm. they're attending other classes mm-hmm. because they're not sure where they want to plant
yeah.
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they end up on our roster, on another class roster, mm-hmm. another class roster. And I was told that when they do become members, then that's supposed to pull them out of our, mm-hmm. but it doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that doing what you're saying inactive, yeah. that's the only feature we can do ourselves?
As of right now, yes. I think that's the only thing you could do yourself.
Or you have so some in the thoughts. If you click on the pencil, you will have the option to edit their member status for your group. The options are pending, active, or inactive. So if you think that it's like, well, I'm not sure about this person, they've come a few times, maybe they're checking out other classes, you can change it to pending if you'd like to. Again, that's based on your ministry leader and your class and how you want to handle that. There's also care groups on there. Care groups are basically just subgroups that you can categorize your larger group into if you have small groups or something like that. One of those care groups is actually an active partner group. You can add those to that. It's basically just tags that you can use however your class decides.
So it sorts them differently.
Right. And then later on the roster, you can sort by different groups, different tags, so you can communicate with the correct people from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say the next step, if they're inactive in your group, but you know that they're not coming back in some way, is just to talk to your ministry leader, your ministry admin, and say, hey, is there a way that we can get some of these people cleared off of our list?
Okay.
So that would be, yeah, just kind of my perspective on what those next steps might be.
Because honestly, because it fills up my roster
yeah.
so much,
mm-hmm.
what I've done, and I shouldn't say this. So I keep the visitor card,
uh-huh.
and I contact them, and I tell them right off,
mm-hmm.
I know you're visiting classes, and I know you're going to be in the system, and if mm-hmm. I put you in the system, you're going to be on my roster forever. So I'm going to let you know that I want you to tell me when you want to be involved mm-hmm. in our class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I'll put you mm-hmm. in the system.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
that's how I've dealt with not getting a roster a million people long.
Yeah.
So
I think that the downside of that is just that first visits matter in a couple of other areas.
Okay.
So if you're not putting their first visit in, then there's another ministry over here that's looking for their first visit.
Okay.
And so I just got a call last week from Corner Books. They have someone that wants to volunteer, but they're not involved in a Life Bible study. And so they're like, hey, can you, as you know, married adult, you know, can you reach out to them and help them kind of find a Life Bible study? Of course, I'd love to do that. So there are ministries. So I'm looking at their profile and saying, hey, have you tried any classes? So also when I'm doing outreach, I'm looking to see have they attended, how much have they attended? So I have one person I know that has attended one class one time only. They're still on my outreach list because I'm like, I know that they're not actually attending that class regularly. They went that one time, but I still want to have them on my outreach list. And I still want to reach out to them and say, hey, you know, where are you at in, you know, in this whole process? Are you wanting to try a different class? Like, you know, that sort of thing. So I would kind of steer against not putting in the first visit. Again, in a different situation, you have people wanting to volunteer with NextGen, mm-hmm. and there's that 6-month involvement process. So if they don't have that first visit, and maybe their first visit with you, they might have had some other visits in other classes. Mm-hmm. They can track all that through ROC and say like, okay, so they have been coming, but again, for volunteering, you really want someone to be consistently
right.
involved so that you know them as accountability and all these other ways. You want them to be growing and serving out of surplus and not serving, you know, dry without growing in their faith. So those are all things that are kind of considered mm-hmm. in that.
Well, it's really good to know that there's other areas that are looking at that, because me, you know, I'm just looking at my class. I'm
exactly
to my class,
yeah
but
exactly
it's really good to
yeah.
know that it affects mm-hmm. other areas. So
yeah,
thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So there I'll go over emailing real fast because it's just super simple. It's just a click of a button, and then we're going to talk about a couple of reports that might help with managing the list again and not having a super long list.
And if you know that your list is completely bloated and there are people on there for years that haven't shown up, you can reach out to us and we'll pull all of the numbers and all the reports and we'll purge your list for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that last summer.
Yeah. Yeah. So copying emails, if you want to update your email list, You can copy that email and then paste it into, so I have pulled up here just a sample, like a Gmail email provider. You can paste that list into here to send an email to everyone. So what you had asked earlier about emailing select people. So right now, I don't believe you can, from the roster, you can sort.
You can select who you want to copy the email for and then click copy email.
Okay. Okay, so whenever you hit copy email, it does that?
Sorry, it's actually called...
Yeah, this is Group Me, you know, the app. See? That's what we use in our class.
Oh, okay.
It's called the group roster on the...
Oh, okay, on the left sidebar. Yes, there is a group roster button, and then you can select from that list and communicate from that list. So you should be able to select here. From this just main roster tab, it's just going to be everyone on your list. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can...
Okay. And that's at the bottom of our group list?
Yes, when you have that roster tab at the top.
Oh,
yep.
Roster.
And then it should be at the bottom, add visitor and copy email. And then the email roster, that's just a one button. It's going to pull up your default email browser, whatever you use on your device, mm-hmm. and it will just automatically have those emails in there.
Okay. So that's doing the whole list.
That's doing the whole list, okay. Yes.
So if you look at the toolbar under the group reports section, there's going to be a group roster.
Let me show you up here.
Group.
Up here. So if you see on the left side, you have attendance, missing you, class, first visit, and then group roster on the left there.
If you click that, you can sort your roster based on these filters that are up on top.
Okay.
And then you can select the checkboxes for the people you want. And then if you scroll over all the way to the right side, there's a, oh, sorry, just up top here, there's a email and there's a copy. That'll copy only the people that you selected.
Okay.
Okay, so there we have emailing. Let me get back to where we are here. Emailing, copying emails. Okay, so the first visit report, again, it's on that left sidebar. This is going to show you the whole roster and when their first visit was in your class. You can sort this by first visit so you can have the most recent visit at the top. So you can say, okay, here are my recent visitors. These are the people that I want to make sure reaching out to, communicating with, that sort of thing, inviting back. So you can see who your new people are by this list view. And that might be helpful for, again, reaching out to people, knowing when someone is just non-responsive, they're just not interested right now, making them inactive to try to manage that list. And then kind of the opposite of that is the missing you report. So this is showing the last date they attended. So if you have people that are regular attenders, but you know, John Smith has been out for like 3 weeks now, okay, well, what's going on with them? So this is a good opportunity to say like, hey, what's going on? Oh man, the kids have been sick, you know. Reaching out, knowing what's going on, why they're missing. There's a comedian that has a little part of his show that talks about going to a restaurant and saying, you know, there's a couple missing. And I think of that when I hear this missing you report. They're missing. Like, this is important. Where are they? Why are they not here? We should be reaching out to them and find out why. Tell me
missing
again.
You report, is it new?
This is not new.
Okay.
Yeah, this has been around for a while, but I think there have been different iterations of how it's gotten to Life Bible Study leaders. Because I think at some point this was emailed at some time, but the report itself has been around for a while. Yes.
Do you still have the historical look? Is that still an option? I haven't been in the Rock in a while.
Oh, where you see the person's name and which days they've actually...
Like the last six,
yes, I like that view as well.
Whatever.
Which view is that?
The present and the...
Yeah.
That's the attendance history.
True and false.
Yeah, the attendance history is still on
that's
the left
there.
Side.
So
attendance history report is still going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, I like seeing that view too, so you can kind of get an idea of how long they've been out and how regular they are.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I need you to go back to
No, you're good.
I don't know where you went to get that.
Oh, okay. It is. Let me go back here.
Toolbox.
Okay, so do you see the missing year report is going to be on that left side, sidebar there.
Okay.
So it's under attendance entry.
Oh, so I would hit attendance entry?
Mm-mm, no, right underneath there should be the missing year report.
Oh,
yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
So at the first class report, I know I'm just looking at mine right now, and I know there's people on here I've already added as members of our class, and they're showing up on first visit.
Because this is everyone's first visit. So your entire roster, everyone that's in your class had a date that they came for the first time. And so you can sort that differently, again, just to see the newest ones, so you can have in your head, oh yeah, these are our new people. But it's not going to necessarily show if you change their status from that view.
Same thing for missing you, because I've also, people who have moved away, I've also alerted the membership, and I see their name on here.
On the missing you report.
Yeah.
It might still show on the missing you report because it's going to show the date that they last attended.
Okay.
And so if the date they last attended was within this 13-week view, you'll still see them on there.
Yeah. Okay.
Even if they were removed from your group, they'll still be there because they visited at that point.
Because they did visit on that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So we're doing great on time.
It's gonna be a quiz at the end.
Yeah. So here's your quiz at the end. This is the contact form. So if you have questions, if you're not seeing what you know we talked about, if there are functions that you're like, hey, this would actually be most helpful to me, we'd love to hear what that is. But closing thoughts: we are many campuses, one church, many ministry opportunities, but one mission and many responsibilities, but all one team. And we are so thankful for what you do as ministry, Life Bible Study leaders, and the connections that you make and the way that you make a very, very big church feel small and intimate and meaningful to the people that come. So y'all are wonderful, wonderful, doing wonderful work. So we very much appreciate everything that y'all do. So more questions? We can sit around and talk. We got a few more minutes, or a little bit early.